So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. B'nei ha'ir shemachru chayvah shel ir, loikhin b'damav beis ha'knesses. If the townspeople sold the town square, they may only use the funds to purchase a shul. The Gemara explains that the town square has sanctity, hoyol v'ha'am mispalim boi b'tanyos v'ma'amadois, since it's used for davening on fast days. However, chachamim oimrim, ha'rechayv ein boi mishum kedusha. The Chachamim disagree and say that the occasional tefillah does not give sanctity to the town square. The Mishnah continues, Beis HaKnesses loikchen teva. If they sell a shul, they can use the funds to purchase an Aron HaKodesh. The Gemara explains that this refers to Beis HaKnesses shel kfarim, a shul in a village. However, Beis HaKnesses shel krachin loy matzu mezav milei. The people cannot sell a shul of a city because it belongs to the general public who contribute to its upkeep. However, Beis Knishta Zuti, they can sell a small shul in a city if it was built privately for its members. Furthermore, Machru Shiva Toivei Ho'ir B'maymed Anche Ho'ir, if the seven city trustees sold the shul publicly, Afilu L'mishta Beis Shikra Shaper Dami, they can do anything with the money and they can even purchase beer with it. The Gemara cites a related brisa. The Pasuk says, Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem, and we expound, homes in Yerushalayim are not subject to the laws of Tzaras because they're not considered your inheritance. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela mokay mekudosh bilvad. Only the Beis HaMikdosh and other sacred places, such as shuls, are exempt from these laws, since they're not privately owned, as we explained earlier, but not the entire city of Yerushalayim. Parenthetically, the Gemara explains the machlekes. Tanakama Savar loy neschalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar neschalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. The Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim was not distributed to individual shvatim, while Rabbi Yehuda holds that it was given to Yehuda and Binyamin. The Gemara cites additional rulings regarding the sale of a shul. Hai bei knishta chalufa uzvuna shari, aguro mashchuna asar. It's permitted to exchange or sell a shul, but it's forbidden to rent it out because b'kdushas akai. It retains its sanctity and so it cannot be used for mundane purposes. Furthermore, Livni Nami, Chilufinu, Vizavuninu Shari, Oizoifinu Asur. It's permitted to exchange or sell bricks from a shul, but not to lend them to others. However, Hani Mili Ba'atikta, Avabachad Teleslanba. This is only regarding bricks already used in the structure of a shul, but it's permitted to use bricks that were designated for use in a shul. Regarding Matana, giving a shul for private use as a gift, it's a machlekes between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad osar, bahai tofka kedushoso. One holds it's forbidden because the sanctity is not being exchanged in any way. Chad shari, ilav dehavale hanomine loy havayoevle. While the other holds it's permitted because it's obviously being given in appreciation for some benefit received from the recipient. Therefore, hadar havale matana kizvini. It's considered like a sale. The Gemara cites some related rulings. Tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin. Items used to perform a mitzvah, such as parts of a sukkah, a lulav, a shofar, and tzitzis, may be discarded when the mitzvah is complete. However, tashmishei kedusha nignazin. Items used for kedusha, such as the containers of svarim, of tefillin or mezuzis, or the cases of sifrei Torah, or the cases or straps of tefillin, must be hidden away respectfully. The Gemara discusses the relative sanctity of a Beis HaMedrash, where we learn, and a Beis HaKnesses, where we daven. Mi bei knishta lebei rabbanon shari. It's permitted to turn a shul into a Beis Medrash, but it's forbidden to turn a Beis Medrash into a shul. However, Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Masni Ipcha. Rava ruled exactly the opposite, and the Gemara rules according to this opinion. The Mishnah continues. Teva loikhim mitpaches. Mitpaches yikhu svarim, svarim loikhim taira. They can sell an aron and buy wrappings for a sefer taira, or sell wrappings and buy a sefrei nach, or sell svarim and buy a sefer Torah, because, as Rashi explains, ma'ilim b'kodesh v'loy ma'iridin. The above items are each subsequently of a higher level of sanctity. Therefore, the Mishnah also rules that they may not go in the opposite direction. They may not sell an item of a higher kedusha and buy an item of lesser kedusha.